Welcome to MCTV News. We start today off with a local issue that erupted controversy. A northeastern Iowa man has been sentenced to 7 days in jail. 42-year-old Jason O'Neill Johnson was found guilty for torturing a family dog. In May 2019, he was holding the dog down named Daisy and beating her with a belt and closed fists. Johnson's son recorded the beating and made his children watch the video. At court, all he was sentenced to was 30 days, but all but 7 of those got suspended. Amuma, a Morningside student and dog owner, said that it was just unbelievable and he thinks the sentence should be higher. He also thinks that Johnson should visit a mental institution so this won't happen again. Now we're heading off to good news for the US women's national team in soccer. Alex Morgan plans on playing the 2020 Olympics. Morgan is expecting her first child in April and the Tokyo Games just start 3 months later. She had a tremendous impact on the US women's national team in the recent years by scoring over 100 goals during her career. It's her goal to play there, it's clearly a short window, but if she's able to, she wants to be there to represent her country, Morgan said. Morningside College women's soccer player Kenzie Holman said that it would be awesome to see Alex Morgan at the Olympics, but she's not sure if she will be at her full potential only 3 months after pregnancy. Morningside sports teams were in action too this week. The Morningside football team continued their winning streak. The Mustangs won their 9th game of the season with a 52-7 victory over Concordia University on November 9th. The number one team in the NAIA had a slow start into the first quarter with 2 turnovers, but picked it up during the second one with 3 touchdowns by AP Ponder. On the defensive side, Nicholas Gustav played a huge role. He had 2 sacks and 3 tackles for losses on the Mustangs' success. Considering the win against Concordia, Gustav said that the win was obviously very important for the team, and that the upcoming game against number 5 in the nation, Northwestern, is going to be a defining game either. Gustav added that Northwestern is very strong, but he expects a lot of support from the fans who traditionally show up in big numbers against Northwestern. The Morningside football team is concluding their regular season on Saturday, November 16th at Northwestern. This was MCTV with the news. Have a good night.